inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we provide a little bit of support for our annuals and perennials. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what are some of the plants that we are talking about here? Vines and a few others?
That's right. Well, I mean, pea vines in the garden certainly should be supported. Keep them up off the ground. Try to keep them away from the slugs and other assorted critters. And then delphiniums right now really need to make sure there's some good, strong supports for those. Of course, they, just like the peas, can get up to be, you know, 6 to 8 feet tall and should have some support so that when the wind and the rain comes down, as we know it's going to, they don't get knocked over. And then, you lose the flowers, you lose the stems if you break them off. So that's really something as simple as using alder sticks, you know, our local renewable resource. We've got lots of alder around here. That's usually what I cut every year. And then that way, at the end of the season, you know, when you go to do your cleanup, you can just cut the whole thing off, cut or pull the stems off, and either they can go onto your burn pile or onto the recycling pile, the compost pile in the back.
And usually wait until they're done blooming and it looks like they're pretty much done for the season after the...
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, some people may also be collecting seeds from their delphiniums, at least I do, to start new plants. But, yeah, when the pea vines turn yellow, they quit producing, get them out of the ground and do your garden cleanup. But then there's the perennial vines, starting with, the annual perennial vine, like hops, which can be strung up if you've got some sort of a sturdy support to drop strings from. And then the perennial woody vines, such as clematis and kiwi vines, honeysuckles, all of those need very sturdy supports, not the little wimpy trellises that you often see in the stores. But you need to have something, whether it's rebar, like half-inch rebar bent into some interesting structures.
Oh, so something something that can support several pounds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you get one clematis vine after 3 or 4 years can have a 30 to 50-pound mop, kind of like a mop, of foliage and stems that will pull over a small one. That happened to us here. Kiwi vines get very vigorous. I've got them growing up an alder tree, so the alder is growing as the kiwi is growing, so they're kind of getting bigger and bigger, although I've topped it off so that I've got a ladder kind of leaned into the tree, and it just stays there, and, of course, the kiwi's going to grab onto the ladder, too, but that way I can get up there to pick the kiwis when they get ripe in September.
And you were mentioning rebar before I interrupted you. Are there any other ideas for supports?
Well, certainly using some strong, like 2x4 cedar. Again, you can make garden arbors and all that sort of thing. So depending on where you've got your vines planted, you may not necessarily want them next to the house. Or, again, if you do, because you don't want them growing in, vinyl siding is good because they don't usually stick to that. But other kinds of siding, wood siding particularly, can be a problem that they'll hold moisture against the siding. And with this wet conditions, we don't want that. We don't want any plants really up against the house to hold moisture against the siding. So spacing them out away from the building, maybe you can drop or attach supports to your eaves, maybe if you've only got a one-story house, or even two, kiwis will go that high. Or if folks are planting their kiwis next to their deck railings, and they'll twine around and through the deck railings. So you can be sitting on the deck and picking your kiwi fruits from your deck.
Oh, okay. Any other ideas for supports for our plants? And
Again, commercially, at least commercial kiwi growers use something like the grape vines, where they have sturdy steel posts with wires strung in between that the kiwis are then trained onto and pruned. They prune them very severely every springtime, just like with grapes, to grow, and that way they get good support, good air circulation, and good sun, hopefully we get sun, to hit the leaves, and then we get sweeter fruit, And kiwi wine is a possibility, but it's mediocre, at least the stuff that I've tasted.
That's assuming that we get any sun in the ripe.
Well, the kiwis will fruit anyway. I mean, there's lots of kiwis on my vines, and I know a couple other friends who have them too. So they will fruit. Again, more sunshine means more sugar, more sweetness, more flavor in the fruit, which applies to everything else, like cherries and blueberries and all the rest of it.
Okay, Ed Boyarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.